This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
You know, I started praying instantly. Like, it was only by the grace of God. And I think when situations like that happen, you always sit back and you're like, man, I still got the stuff to work on, right? Because it could have been a matter of whatever. Who knows how we would feel right now if that would have happened. But I'm so grateful that that was an if. And ifs and shoulds and woulda, couldas don't mean nothing.
And you know how you would have felt. Who knows how you felt. You know, Jameis, how you would have felt. Or was it Jameson? 27-41, he had three touchdown passes against the Baltimore Ravens with a passer rating of 115.3. Man, you know, he gave the Browns what they had not gotten out of the high-priced quarterback, a good passing performance and a win at home. They first win at home on the year. They are now 2-6 on the year. They beat the Baltimore Ravens, and the Ravens their third loss. On the year, Ravens now 4-5-3. Browns, well, they're still the Browns. I don't think this is a wake-up call for the rest of the season, but it was a good win for them on yesterday. Let's take a look at the other team in Ohio, the Cincinnati Bengals.
What a great addition to this football team he has
been. First and goal. Tush-push, if you please. They do. And again, Jalen Hurts. Third rushing touchdown of the game, and this thing is close to being history.
And Bauer Reese just told you this thing is close to being history.
That was the Bengals Radio Network.
Yeah, it's what an ugly game because the Bengals started off well enough. They get out to a 7-0 lead, and then, of course, tack on a field goal, and you're like, oh, man, they're kind of moving here. Nope. It was 10-10 at the half, and they gave up 27 points in the second half. And now when you look at this Cincinnati team, we've all been wondering when it was going to happen, but you got to configure here. 3-5, they're still in the playoff picture because the AFC is so down. Like, there's only one team in the AFC East with a winning record. There's only one team in the AFC South with a winning record. Mm. It's just an ugly effing league. So Cincinnati is still in it, but they are 0-4 at home. They can't win at home. That's what I'm saying. This league is drunk, man. You guys, I enjoy the NFL. I watch it every single year. I watch almost every damn game, but I'm not enjoying this season the way I have in years past.
At all. They're 5-3 and they're still in it.
3-5.
No, 3-5. 3-5 and they're still in it.
Like, look, here, as I was going
No, I'm not. I said my wow was that I was about to say, no, they're not. And I thought, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Because I mean, everybody has a losing record in second place almost, except for here in our division.
Yeah, so here's the teams with winning records. Buffalo, Kansas City, Denver, Chargers are 4-3, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Houston. That's it in the AFC. That's the only teams with winning
records.
He's
still in it, yeah. Let's take a look at tonight's one of tonight's game opponents for Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look behind you, Jeremy. This is National Tight End Day again.
I wish they'd tell us about it.
And tonight's Monday Night Football matchup, the Giants travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Steelers trying to get a game in front of the Ravens. Ravens hoping not.
Yeah, and hopefully not. Hopefully the Giants do us a favor, which isn't going to happen, I don't believe. The 2-5 Giants travel to Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Look, the Giants, you know, the loss of Saquon Barkley, I think really hurt them. I just don't think they're a very good football team. And the Steelers, as is 5-2, they have one of the best rushing defenses in the league, second only behind the Ravens. They're leading the second in the league in points allowed. I just think they're doing it the right way. That, you know, they're doing it with a great defense, and they do what they have to do on offense. And Russell Wilson looks like, you know, he's playing decent football. So I don't see this going the Giants' way at all. And I think the Steelers are going to end up 6-2 after tonight's game.
Yeah, I have no confidence, no faith at all in the New York Giants. None.
No. And they're on
as
the
I'm
road.
Sure the Steelers had no faith, no confidence at all in the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. All right, so the only thing that you can really hang your hat on if you're hoping the Giants can pull off an upset tonight is the fact that their pass rush has been excellent.
Lead the league in sacks.
It's the one thing that they've had. So can they get after Russell Wilson? Mm-hmm. Can they frustrate him into some turnovers? Because outside of Malik Nabers, and then again, you need Danny Dimes to get him the ball. Yeah. You can't trust anything on that offense. No,
and it does surprise me a team this bad has got the best pass rush in the league.
Yeah.
Well, this doesn't seem the Giants always have a good pass rush.
Yeah.
There's something about that team. Always. It's rare when they don't have a good pass rush.
We should be calling them. What you got? What you got on my pass rusher?
Oh, boy. The Giants are taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight on Monday Night Football. After a crazy, crazy week 8, they're concluding it. It started with the Rams beating the Vikings on Thursday Night Football. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
Rams went in 2-4. And
Vikings on a 2-game losing streak now.
A game in which they never really, it was never in doubt. After the 14-7 first quarter, it just seemed like at that point it was all Rams. All Rams.
And just for the record, just tidbit, the Giants are the only team in the NFC that has not scored 100 points yet. Not a very good offense.
Well, how many have the Steelers scored?
Oh. Steelers have 161.
Okay. All right.
Man, what an ugly league it is this year.
Is this good for the league? Do you think what we're seeing right now is good for the league or not?
No.
No.
The Bills are going to clinch their division in early November, I think. That's how bad that division is right now. I mean, the Dolphins just got healthy. They had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter and blow it. And they lose outright. So you have, like, you start looking around the AFC, even the NFC. I mean, we've already, and I know opinions change from week to week, but Ed, just said it, you don't think anybody's beating the Lions. And I'm trying to think of a team that I think can, and I'm naming teams that I think can, but do I really realistically think they will?
We went from thinking the Ravens were the best team in the NFL to not.
Quickly.
Not.
Yeah.
It's one game, and it's who you lose to. You lose to an inferior opponent, and then it leads people to go, well, if they can beat you, then anybody can beat
you.
Yeah,
and just
a friend of mine, Ryan, who's going to play golf right now, asked me after the game, they're still the best team in the NFL? I said, well, week to week, no, they're not right now. They're not. They were before the game. Before kickoff, they were.
I just don't like the whole, I mean, I know they call it parity. I just think it's such a mediocre product now in so many weekends. You get a couple of teams that are good, and then the rest of them just all in the same pot.
And
like 4-4, 2-6. Like,
I thought that for 10 years.
It's like
that what they call parity is mediocrity. It's not parity. You got a bunch of bad teams. Bad football.
Yes. And in years past, you know the way we do our picks. You've been doing these picks since you were a child because there's always an office pool and stuff. So we've always been doing these. Mm-hmm. And usually when you did them, most of the favorites won because they were better teams. And there'd be a couple upsets on the weekend. There'd be two or three teams like, what happened there? Now it's like, I don't know.
Well,
it's just like,
it's weird because, all right, so I don't mind saying this. I've had terrible, last 3 weeks in the NFL have not been great for me. The public won the last 2 weeks, not this one, but the two previous. Yeah, they killed it across the board. All of the highest price or all the tickets with the most percentage of money bet on them all hit. The weird thing that's happening is you get weeks like this where it's really hard to put your... I had the Browns this weekend. It's one of the only things I got right. But it's really hard to put your hard-earned money on the Panthers, the Giants. You know, you look at some of these teams, Arizona going on the road. Who are they? The Colts, they're up and down. And then trying to figure out, can any of these teams cover? And then when you're not on those teams, those are the teams that end up winning, surprisingly. Because at the beginning of the year, any team that was a 6-point dog or less, I think the first 11 won outright.
Mike Preston's report card at 9:30 around the NFL without MVPs at 9:15. But on the other side, post-game press conference sound from John Harbaugh. Bite me up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!